Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, already into hour number three, I will get into the financial setup, the implosion they've rigged, but they don't have the will to activate it. You see, they can activate it if they give their top statisticians and sociologists and group psychologists believe that you won't go along with it. So we can't go along with it. You understand? If you go along with it, then they will do it. It's really quite simple once you think about it, but have you ever thought about it? That's coming up, plus the big news blitz. Right now, we're going to your phone calls. We're talking to Cosmos, San Francisco, 9/11 truth activist who has started truthaction.org. Amazing video that his colleague, his collaborator, Scott Noble, put together. A third stage, and we've got that up on the websites. Please aggressively spread it. It's very effective and just power-packed. Let's go to calls. Chris in Florida, and then we'll go to Dave, Mike, Tim, and others. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Alex, there's a website. There's a blog that was just announced a few days ago, and it sounds like it's a nasty blog. It's geared towards being anti-Rosie. I've helped turn that around, and I didn't make it, but... I'll just let you know if people want to join me. It's called RosieIsADumbass.com. And I have more readers watching my thread than, you know, on 9/11 Rosie conspiracy theories than any of the other threads. I just wanted to invite
and so by
to...
And so by calling it that, you rope in the neocons?
The moderator made a message board or made a thread just for me. And since then, even though all the other threads had a head start, I've had a lot more viewers than any of the other ones.
Oh, so it is an anti-Rosie site.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But, you know.
Have you seen the new comic site that's up on Prison Planet? We have a link to it where they act like they're against Rosie and free speech and want to ban freedom in America. It's really hilarious. Folks should go check it out.
Not yet. And also I want to encourage people, like you say, to call into talk shows. Techniques that I've used is to be calm, but give radical-sounding accusations or claims. Call the talk show host a coward for not letting you speak. And usually the talk show host will shut up. Tell them that they're a sellout, that they've sold out their own listeners. Tell the audience that you can't trust a coward because they'll always sell you out. And tell the, you know, outright accuse the talk show hosts of being cowardly liars. And sellouts and neocons, if you like, tell them that that they'll have a discussion with someone who's supposedly anti-war or supposedly a conspiracy theorist, but they'll only talk to those who aren't armed with the facts. So you know that means that they're usually plant callers. So when you sound calm and relaxed calling in a talk show, they wonder what kind of dirt do they have on you. You know, so that really makes the listener perk up their ears. And usually, like I say, the talk show host will shut up when you.
No, you're right. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on this and then get a comment from Cosmos on it. I've worked in talk radio for 12 years, and I've been in probably 100 plus studios, live on shows. I've been on well over 4,000 interviews. I quit counting like a year ago. I mean, some days I've done like 15 interviews a day. Now I do like one or two a week. I just turn most of them down. I'm just too busy, so they quit calling. I really should do it, but I just can't do it all. But if you call in and go, yeah, I want to make a point, and they say, what is it? Because they screen your call, and you're very cogent. They say, sorry, we've got enough of that view, and they put idiots on. So you have to be deceptive. You have to call up and go either that you agree with the host, or they'll probably have so much of that. I just act dumb and go, he's a dummy, and I like Rosie. And they will freak out once you get on and say, why are you calling for the destruction of free speech? Why did they destroy the crime scene? Did you know about CIA insider trading, prisonplanet.com? You know, why are you afraid? Why did your call screener kind of block me out? And what tactics do you use, Cosmos?
Well, I just want to say, since you guys mentioned Rosie, I just got to say she's a true American hero. God bless Rosie O'Donnell for what she has done for America.
I agree. Stay there. Let's comment more on Rosie when we get back. And we'll go to Dave, Mike, Tim, and others. Final segment with our guests. And the website is very important to visit. We'll tell you about it when we get back from break.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good... As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mark Wahlberg's got a new movie coming out where elements of the government try to set him up for shooting a president, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. And there's a scene in the film, we've got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com about it. There's a scene in the new movie coming out called The Shooter, where he's sitting there talking about the media and lies. He goes, let's look at what else the lies are. And he's reading a newspaper, and right in front of him is the 9/11 Commission report. Just all these little messages in the film. We're talking to Cosmos of truthaction.org. We're taking your phone calls. Let me get your take on Rosie going public and the type of critical mass it's taken on and what you think is going to happen in the future.
Well, it's just amazing. I mean, what's going on is Rosie has opened the door for us, and we just have to kick it wide open. We just have to kick it off the hinges. Rosie has put herself out there like this, done us, you know, such a huge favor, and we just have to go for it. We have to go for the throat every day. Just kick that door in.
Where do you see this going with Rosie?
Where do I see Rosie standing her ground? She doesn't strike me as someone who's easy to push around or someone who backs down from speaking their mind. And I thought that thing she released last week, Rosie Pledges Allegiance to the Truth, that was just beautiful. I mean, what an amazing... patriotic statement. I mean,
and she went on to say, with all the bad things happening in this country and the attack on speech and people calling for my death, this shows me we're in worse trouble than I thought, and that this really is real.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, there's Danny Bonaducci just proving her point, you know, for speaking her mind in America. She's getting people calling for her death, and that's just, it's ridiculous. It's so trashy.
Well, you're going to see something out of Rosie next week. Now, I have a lot of internal information. I'm going to stop right there and leave it at that.
Yeah.
And
there's a really important part of the campaign, or an important element that I didn't get to mention yet that I'd really like to mention, and that's when you guys go out and do your actions on the 11th, make sure you get documentation. Get pictures, get video, and send it into truthaction.org, because that's a really important part of this campaign, is showing America what is really going on in America, and we want, you know, we want pictures of your actions, and we want to put them up at truthaction.org and promote truth activism. So, you know, send in those pictures. If you're just one person, you know, out standing by the side of the highway with a sign, you know, get your friend to take your picture, you know, and send it in to us, and your courageous act will inspire others to action.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to shoot video of it and upload it on YouTube yourself, even though that's easy. You can send it to Infowars.com. You can send it to 9/11 Blogger. You can send it to TruthAction.org. Send it to everybody. Get it out there in the community. But take a video camera, or take a disposable camera, or take a digital camera, and scan those pictures in, email them out to everybody, because that really is the whole point, is then the feedback loop of putting your activism into the World Wide Web.
Exactly. And your actions inspire actions.
I tell you, one of the best forms of demonstration and protest and guerrilla communication is what you show in that little 3.5-minute piece.
Yeah.
The third stage that you guys just put out, the video.
Beautiful parts in that.
Is that it shows different shots of billboards and signs and stuff over overpass. You know, 9/11 is an inside job. You investigate WTC7. 9/11 is a new Reichstag. That stuff is all over. I see bumper stickers all over Austin on the walls and on power poles. I mean, that's really effective, because it's not just you out there for an hour with a sign, or you and 10 people. And do that too. But also plastering bumper stickers everywhere. I mean, that is really effective.
Yeah, and also, if it is just you, or just you and three friends, and if you do have a picture, well, and it's a really good picture, well, then just, you know, that just makes the power of your action, it amplifies it exponentially, because when you put it up on the web, then thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people see your action.
Absolutely. You know? Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Dave in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, where I work, I have a 19-year-old National Guard kid come up to me, and he's like, I'm ready to go kill in Iraq. And I'm like, well, you know, just saying killing and stuff is a lot different than actually doing it. And he's like, I've watched so many movies and video games, I'm ready for killing. And I'm like, well, what about the shell-shocked people that come back in the post-traumatic stress? Well, they should have been ready, he says to me. And I'm like,
well, I hope he's ready, because people with an attitude like that get killed in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then, Alex, I have a question for you. I have three sons. One's a 19-year-old son. He's very intelligent. He makes videos and PowerPoint presentations and stuff about truth, because they all know the truth. But he has the pessimistic view that, you know, you guys will all be hung and stuff, and that the New World Order will win.
Well, I'll just say that, and he'll hear that all day in church, too. Let me just say this.
Okay.
I don't care if they hang me, okay? Number one, when you have that attitude, you can't be beaten. They can physically beat my body, but they cannot beat my soul that belongs to Jesus. A, that's number one. Number two, I know history shows that we can beat these people, and we don't have a choice. And this system's so predatory, it's going to feed on everyone if we do let it win. It feeds on people that serve it. Let me tell you something. New World Order people, and I've been around Bush, I've been around Hillary, I've been around Rick Perry, I've been around, you know, the Queen of the Netherlands and Richard Holbrooke and David Rockefeller. They are scared to death of us. We look to them, people who aren't afraid to die, people who aren't into the flesh as much as they are, people who aren't totally given over to wickedness and weakness. You know, they do all of what they do really out of fear more than anything. We're like 1,000-foot iron giants to them, okay? And I'm alive one time, and I want to tune in to what the human spirit's really all about. I want to give. I want to build. I want to be a real warrior. You know, this is a facsimile, a fraud. The warrior spirit, to be lied to and go off and kill some women and children and fight people in their homeland for no reason, is not a warrior spirit. A warrior spirit is truly being in the right, and your soul, your subconscious will know, not this fraud, not this counterfeit, and standing and defending your family, and that means your community, the expansion of your family. And that's where, you know, it isn't that people get confused. You know, there's the killer instinct, and I don't totally agree with, you know, Howard Zinn about we don't have this instinct. There is an instinct there, but only in a limited way to defend. And then it isn't that you like to kill people or you like to, tear somebody's nose off, with an uppercut. It's that you're defending, you're in battle mode. And then, yes, once you get into the fight, it is overpowering. It is an instinctive drive, more powerful than lovemaking, okay? And that is the joy of battle, and I wouldn't call it a joy. It is a giving oneself over to killing, okay? And that is only meant when you are being overrun, when your cave, your teepees are being overrun by the enemy and you're defending your children. And that's when you take that tomahawk, and that's when you kill 100 men, okay? And so this manliness, you are the bad guys when you go over to Iraq, and that's why they're going to lose. They will lose, period. It was foretold. There's no way they'll win. They're going to lose. And the troops need to go ahead and realize when you're on the side of wrong, you're going to lose. It's just like that Johnny Cash song, okay? Caller, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Well, I have one more thing to say. I have a feeling something really, really big is just around the corner, like really going to happen. Like, I don't know if it's the election or what, but I just keep getting this feeling in my dreams and everything else. And that one thing, one idea, somebody ought to put together a chronological order of the 9/11 breakthroughs that are happening and people coming out. Because if somebody could just see all the people and the things happening, you know, all in one place, it would be really powerful.
There are sites doing that, and I've always wanted to do that on Prison Planet and InfoWars, but we're so busy writing up-to-date articles. Like, there are sites that show all the new defense people and intelligence people and military that are going public. Hundreds of names. There are sites with the physicists and engineers going public. Hundreds of names. There are sites with the victims going public. Thousands of names. We need to index and integrate that all in together, and I know there's some IT wizard or somebody at a company who's got employees who could do it. They need to do it. We'll have them on here. We'll promote them. I appreciate your call. You know, do you want to speak to that, Cosmos, to the attitude of there's no way to win? Well, of course there's no way to win if you've got that attitude.
Well, yeah, and you know what, Alex? People need to unplug their televisions. I mean, this is just ridiculous. You know, I've got mine out in the hall. It's unplugged. I would just go ahead and throw it away, except I'm saving it for the 9/11 trials, okay, which are coming up real soon, because America is headed for truth revolution. That's where we're going. And I don't want to hear any negativity. I'm working 24 hours a day on truth activism. I don't have time for negativity. You know, that's have you heard of the colonization of the mind? That's what they're doing with that TV, and that's what they're doing with the radio, and plastering their messages on every surface, their corporate messages of, we control you, the resistance is futile. Resistance is fertile, and we're taking over. So unplug your TVs, take action for 9/11 truth, stop buying the lie.
Amen, brother, keep going.
Yeah, well, it's a really big thing. I mean, parents sit their kids down in front of the TVs when they're little kids. You grow up, you're fed this stuff and you're plugged into it, and it's like the Matrix. But really, it's as easy as unplugging it, and just saying no. And you you steer your own course. You know, we've got to take over. And really, you know, the TV, the mass media, it's just, you know, it's created this blanket, you know, that just blankets people's minds with, you know, it happens at a subconscious level. You know, they don't even realize it's happening, but it's, you know, it really is this brainwashing effect.
And I want to say this.
Number one that we got to do is unplug from that.
And bottom line, I agree with you. Bottom
you know,
line.
People get all excited that Rosie's on TV and this stuff is coming out, and you hear 9/11 was an inside job a million times a day on Fox News, and so you want to keep watching and keep plugging in. But look, folks, they're never, you know, just watch the clips online, because they're never going to come around. I mean, we have to dismantle the corporate media in this country, bottom line.
And we do that by not watching them and discrediting them as government operatives. It's not
exactly
a bias, folks. Most of those shows are actual federal operated. You understand that? That's real.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product independently tested and proven worthy by NBC and Fox News, is guaranteed to boost your mileage by 7 to 19% and even reduce emissions by 30%. Ethos FR is both safe for gas and diesel engines and works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
Look, here's the bottom line. When you lay around cowardly and you don't get involved, corruption grows and you get dominated and run over. And the things you're afraid of happen. If you're willing to get up and go toe-to-toe with somebody, chances are they're not going to mess with you. They're going to move on. It isn't even a decision, okay? Our government is run by a bunch of demons. They're completely out of control. They're staging terror attacks. We're not going to stop. Cosmos is our guest. He's about to leave us because I got to get into some other news, cover some other issues. But real fast here, let's talk to Mike in Ohio, then Mike in Florida, then Tim, John, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. Been listening to your show for about a year or so. And let me just say I really admire the work you're doing, getting the truth out there. Anybody can really talk, and your actions stand out. I want to thank you for that. First, I've got a question, but first I wanted to give you some information about this Stop Rosie propaganda. I went and signed DefendRosie.com, and I went to sign StopRosie.com as Don't Bully Rosie. It told me improper language. They're so scared of Rosie that she's now considered profanity. And what I found out was I went to sign a second time, and it let me do it. That whole petition's a complete fraud. First of all, you can sign it as...
Well, yeah, no. The petition going after Rosie, when I looked at it, like 70-80% was anti-New World Order.
Yes.
I mean, it's all like, go Rosie, down O'Reilly, 9/11, inside job.
Yeah, but the legitimate signatures on it could possibly be some neocon groups out there sitting there by a computer working 8 hours a day just signing.
Well, I mean, how many signatures does it have?
Right now, it had about over 25,000. I looked over about 10,000 at defendrosie.com, and I realized that, you know, if you can sign that many times, of course there's going to be that much more. You got polls like ABC.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is they're not going to be able to actually send that off to ABC because unlike ours, where it's real people and serious statements, with theirs, it's all our people saying,
comic book, yeah.
Saying, you know, Ronald McDonald, and I mean, it goes on and on. It's not real.
Yeah, no, I read through it. It's actually kind of funny if anybody wants to take a look at it, but I wouldn't bother to plug that. My question is, when we finally do win, do you believe, looking back on it in about 5 or 10 years, that Rosie's stance on 9/11 is going to be the event that triggers the mass awakening of the general public when we look back on it?
Well, I've talked about chain reactions and build-up, and obviously, if you want to know, and I can't go over the whole timeline, but this is how it starts. My previous films exposed government-sponsored terror. That's what I've been into. I exposed 9/11 2 months before it happened, so people took me serious when it happened, at least on my own show. 9/11, that morning, I go public on the Power Hour and then on Derry Brownfield to massive criticism by other radio stations and talk show hosts. I go public day one and say, we've got to get the truth out about this. This is the key. I mean, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just giving you the facts.
Oh,
and then it leads to the build-up and all the things that happened in the 9/11 Whitewash Commission and then Charlie Sheen, and then the C-SPAN coverage, and then the march on 9/11 set up by the loose change guys, and then on into Rosie, and just each step, it exponentially grows. I mean, how would you chart things out there? And, of course, in the middle of all this, starting about a year ago, the supernova explosion of loose change second edition, and now Terror Storm and martial law and the rest of it. Let me get Cosmos' comment.
Alex, you asked me an important question before, and this kind of ties into it. I didn't get a chance to respond, and you were asking about building up, you know, as we're building up month by month and leading to the 6th anniversary and beyond. And that's a really important thing because we haven't really been focusing on themes or anything when we first started off with this campaign 2 months ago, but we are going to be encouraging more and more that people join in with the theme. For instance, May 11th, we're talking about getting people everywhere all across the country to do demonstrations outside of mass media outlets. And on
June that's
11th,
a key question. What about April 11th?
Well, April 11th, a lot of different places are doing different things. Here in San Francisco, we're going to be demonstrating in front of City Hall. We're going to be doing a demo at the Federal Building and KRON-TV News. In New York City, they're going to be doing three locations next Wednesday on April 11th. They're going to be doing Ground Zero, Times Square, and ABC Studios, another support demo for Rosie. Luke's going to be doing that out in New York City. And on June 11th, we're talking about getting everyone, as many states as possible, having demos at state capitals on June 11th. So mass media outlets, May 11th, state capitals, June 11th.
All right, and September 11th, I'm going to be in New York. I want to see you there. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's jam in one more call. Mike in Florida. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Hey,
Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
You're on the air, sir.
All right. Hey, I just want to call and I want to say that I support Cosmos and everything he's doing. I think it's great. I think it's long overdue. You know, I get it all the time. I get a lot of people that say, you know, okay, well now what can I do, you know? And I think this is great. I think it gives them that outlet to, you know, organize with people in their area.
I get a feeling you guys know each other.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. Mike's the man. We're talking to the man here, Mike from Florida. You got any good?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just do a few more minutes on the other side. I got to get into the economy and some other news. But this is important. 9/11 truth is the key. Big push right now. Stay there, gentlemen. We'll come back and let you guys banter a bit. PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You know, let's go out of this segment with Johnny Cash. Pretty soon, one of these days, God's going to cut you down or cut you down, whatever the name of the song is. I got a 2.5-minute preview clip of a new film called The Reflecting Pool. It's a drama. It looks like it's got a pretty good budget. We just learned of this on 9/11 Truth. Cosmos, have you heard of this film, The Reflecting Pool?
Yeah, I saw something, but I think I watched the trailer last week. It looks pretty interesting.
I tell you, man, the 9/11 truth has exploded, and it's a chain reaction where it's like an ammo dump blows up and then blows up the base next to it and then blows up the whole town. and then blows up the whole, you know, the whole region and the whole planet. I mean, I think right now the battle's going to be joined. We're on the collision course. They're in deep trouble. Now the only question is, will it explode big enough to bring them down?
Well, it's gotta, and we gotta make it happen, and it's not like a question that we can just ask and wait for the answer. We gotta make the answer. We gotta get out in the street, we gotta take action, we gotta talk to our neighbors, we gotta duplicate DVDs, you know, all of that, and just do it.
Yeah, we've gotta have the will, we've gotta have to want it, we have to get that eye of the tiger, that focus, and just go in there and kick butt and take names. I mean, that's just how you do it.
Exactly.
Intensify firepower to the forward batteries.
I want to ask all your listeners, please go to the truthaction.org forum now and go to the April 11th forum and sign up, sign your location up for an action on April 11th. Get involved now. And
absolutely. Listen, I gotta go to this final call because I've absolutely got to cover these other news reports here. It's been fantastic having you on. Let's go ahead and let your friend Mike and you from Florida. Mike, tell us about yourself.
Well, I had a question that I wanted to ask you a while back, but I don't get to listen to you as much as I'd like to. And when I went to Washington, D.C. for the peace rally, peace march they had back in January, it was on the 27th, I believe. The day after, United for Peace and Justice held these workshops out at this high school in Bethesda, and they had the big auditorium full of peace activist people, and this guy David Swenson came on and started talking about investigations.
And they shut him down. I've seen the video.
Yeah, and I stood up. I was the guy that stood up in the crowd and was like, you know, listen, why are we talking about all this stuff and we can't talk about the 9/11 Truth Movement? You know, and the same thing happened with Amy Goodman. She came down here to my town where I live in Melbourne, Florida, and she was speaking at FIT, you know, so I came there, I got a seat there, and came and confronted her, the same thing. You know, and I've taken some slack from some of my friends in the peace movement and stuff, but my opinion and my idea on this is that I think we need to get the people that are in the peace movement more involved and turn them
they're
out.
They're absolutely pathetic. And let me break this down. Number one, when Clinton attacked Serbia, they loved it, most of them. Number two, once the Democrats get in, most of them are going to go back into hibernation. And we need to explain to them that they are totally controlled by Ford Foundation groups. Amy Goodman is a complete joke. And they're there to keep you pacified and to think that everything's being handled and to keep you from taking action. And it's disgusting. And then the members of it at the mid-level are a bunch of wannabe cowards who are afraid of their message being diluted or discredited. They're a bunch of scum. And listen, there is no real peace movement in this country. If you want one, you got to take it over. So I'd go to these peace meetings, and I'd get up with a bullhorn, and I'd say, anybody who wants the truth, meet me outside. I'll give you a flyer with my phone number. We'll form a real group now. We'll start addressing government narcotics trafficking. We'll start addressing government-sponsored terror. We'll start shattering the left-right paradigm. All your Noam Chomskys aren't going to help you. If you really want peace and you want an end to this stuff, you got to get serious. Or if you want to be a bunch of co-opted, limp-wristed cowards, just keep working with these people.
Yeah, amen to that. I have one more question. I was in September 11th with you guys last year in New York, on September 11th. Then I was on a radio show with Kevin Barrett and Dylan Avery about a month or two ago, and Dylan made a comment that he thought that they were going to be doing starting construction down there, and he wasn't sure if it was going to be an event like it was last year due to the construction and stuff. Do you know anything about that?
Well, so what if there's construction? We can, you know, go to wherever the barricades are and have it there. We'll all just meet where everybody's meeting up.
Well, that's all I had to hear. Well, I'll start spreading the word for that, then, and you can guarantee I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to New York on September 11th for the 6th anniversary.
Yeah.
You better believe it. We're going to be there again, my brother.
All right.
I want to see you there. Thank you so much. All right, I'm sorry to Tim and everybody else. I'll get to you in the final segment if I have time, Tim, John, and others. Cosmos, great job. Great job on that video. Everybody should go to PrisonPlanet.com. And Infowars.com, and see the video of the third stage. The website's truthaction.org. Take care, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Alex. God bless you and your family and your crew.
Thank you, and you guys are great activists. Do me a favor. Help get Terror Storm out there to people.
We always do. We're always handing out copies of Terror Storm.
Well, you're awesome, because earlier you were telling me how much you liked it, and I thought, well, why don't I just have the activists plug it, because I got to plug it occasionally or it won't get out there.
Yeah, everybody, buy Terror Storm. I bought multiple copies of Terror Storm. I sent one to my dad. I sent one to my friend in Texas. I sent one to, you know, all kinds of people, and then, you know, then we duplicate copies and hand them
good
out. On the 11th, we give out, like,
but I want your real take on Terror Storm.
well, Terror Storm, you know, is such a special movie because, you know, it's the only movie out there that really addresses this history of false flag terrorism, which is this key mechanism that the state has used to control populations for so long, and it really, you know, gives people such an important piece of what's going on behind this, you know, the 9/11 and, you know, whatever they're...
Well, that's what we do. I mean, that's what we do. Is there's a lot of great films out there, and they're all very effective, and we love them, including Road to Tyranny, and he gets into some history, and Martial Law, and Loose Change, and all of them, or 9/11 Mystery Demolitions. But Terror Storm shows you the admissions. There's no debating in that first 25 minutes of the two-hour film.
Yeah, I mean, Terror Storm is a very, very important part of the piece that, you know, that we've got to inform people. I think if you really want to give people the knockout 9/11 truth punch, you give them a copy of Terror Storm, a copy of 9/11 Press for Truth, and a copy of 9/11 Mysteries all together, and, you know, they won't come back the same.
In fact, a lot of folks, Luke was doing that down at ABC Studios a few weeks ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, always.
Well, listen, good job, good hearing from you, we'll have you back on.
Thanks so much, Alex.
You bet, my friend. There goes Cosmos. And again, shout out to Scott Noble, who put together that video. Just absolutely incredible. Okay. I'm like wheezing. I am so sick of this oak pollen, folks. It has really I never knew allergies were so bad. I hear myself wheezing in the microphone. I just want you to know I don't have emphysema. Hold on. Man. There's no bees to get the pollen anymore, folks. And I mean, there's literally like inches of it on the ground. It's like biblical. Ugh. Something's wrong with the earth, folks. People didn't have these allergies 20 years ago. Everybody's got them now, especially here. Oh, it's just a little bit of me kind of getting lightheaded there for a second. Hold on. Oh, there we go. Your sinus swells up to the size of a grapefruit. Gives you a headache. Okay, there's so much news. You know what? Let's go ahead and play this while I regroup and get the news together here in front of me. Let's go ahead and play this little 2.5 minute trailer to this 9/11 reflecting pool, the reflecting pool. And this is a drama, but with the real facts of 9/11 put into it that's coming out. Here it is.
Why we can't get simple questions answered. And if we don't ask those questions, they can appropriate an event like 9/11 to match anything they want to do.
We're back with Alex Prokop, a Russian-born Los Angeles-based author of Now You See It. Welcome to Bare Facts, Alex.
Pleasure to be here, Jack.
My daughter died on the plane that crashed into the North Tower.
The first are snapping. Bam, bam, bam.
I don't deal with theories, especially conspiracy theories.
Just look at the facts of them.
We have information that one of your reporters is working on an article pertinent to the 9/11 events.
I guess it's pertinent enough for the FBI to pay me a visit.
You want to take on the myth? You got to have some evidence. You got to have facts.
Did you tell about these underground explosions to the 9/11 commission?
Our testimony was not allowed to be included in the final report.
The report is simply downplaying the design of the building to support their own theory of the collapse.
It's bigger than me, you, and Sarah, and all the other families. It's about much larger things.
I don't give a damn if I lose my job over it. I was there on that weekend. I saw those people, and I saw what happened Tuesday. I know there's got to be a connection.
On September the 11th, NORAD was conducting war games. They were training for a possible terrorist attack.
I don't know what to believe.
You know what the trouble is with conspiracy theorists, Jack? They can't accept the fact that large things can have very simple explanations.
Every time you come here, and you tell me how old she would have been, and how she had every right to live.
Well, it takes an enormous amount of planning to bring a building like that down.
Building 7 must have been rigged for demolition in advance. So were the Twin Towers.
There was no failure of intelligence on 9/11. There was a deliberate failure to act.
Maybe you should just let your viewers decide instead of feeding them your opinion.
Well, I'll give you my opinion right now. Shut up! I don't believe the greatest air power in the world could fail so miserably and so conveniently 4 times on a single day without someone giving an order to fail.
If 9/11 didn't exist, they'd have to create one. And maybe they did. But it doesn't make any difference now, does it?
All right, I wanted to get into this today, and I should do a whole show on it. You know what, Sunday I think I'm going to talk about it, but I've got to write notes up on this. You know, I've got a show 4 to 6, just a two-hour show on Sundays. It's pretty good. You can listen on some of the M&FM stations that are picking it up. I think it's like 15 stations now. We need to get some more affiliates, but it's growing nicely. We've been doing it about 6 months now. And it's out of the studios of KLBJ 590. You can hear it from southern Oklahoma down to the coast and down to Mexico when it's at full power during the day when I'm on 590 a.m. Maybe I'll get into I'll spend more time on this then. But 13-year-old arrested in school for writing on desk. This is New York, Channel 13, CBS. I mean, it's just CBS and 13 next to it. It's actually 13-year-old arrested in school for writing on desk. Principals urge cops to arrest girl for writing okay. Turns out she's a good student with no disciplinary history, but they're under surveillance in the classrooms, and she scribbled, and she was arrested within, she was detained and then arrested within seconds. I mean, they were on her. And I don't know how many times I was daydreaming or wasn't thinking I would draw on my desk, and I'd sit there and wet my finger with spit and, you know, clean it off, or the teacher a few times would, hey, Alex, clean that up. Not anymore, folks. I mean, it's over. You're going to jail, and it said they're charging her. I don't have time to get into what they're charging her with, but she was arrested. She was taken to jail. And I don't have, I forget what it is. It's here in the article. It's two different charges. But she is going to be on probation here. It says she was handcuffed, taken to jail. I don't have time. I'm just out of time. You can just type in 13-year-old arrested in school. Here's another one. Neglectful dog owners could face prison. And it says owners of fat dogs could face prosecution under animal welfare law. See, now it's your kid's a little overweight, going to take them. Your dog's overweight, you're going to be arrested. You're on your cell phone, you're going to be arrested. In Florida, we're going to read all your license plates with the license plate reading scanner. See, going nationwide now, federally funded Homeland Security. But they can't check the border. They can't control things there. They can't do anything about that. I'm like Darth Vader here with this with my lungs like this. Sorry. So this is just ongoing. And remember Brooksville, Florida, $5 ticket you haven't paid. They just come and take your house, first offense. Just type it in. Take your home for unpaid parking ticket, $5. I've got stacks of these articles today. And here's the big story I should have talked about all day and should have promoted. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Osama or the Easter Bunny, who will be paying us a visit this weekend, by Steve Watson. CENTCOM has, and by the way, we know they flipped the switch 2 days ago with the Iran thing unraveling for them. In my stack, I've probably got 15 articles, I didn't count them, where Al-Qaeda is going to hit, they were going to blow up the Eiffel Tower, they were going to blow up Big Ben, they were going to attack Parliament. They're going to attack the U.S. Al-Qaeda's about to attack England. Al-Qaeda's about to attack in Iraq. Iran's with Al-Qaeda. Saddam's with Al-Qaeda. Cheney gives a speech. We know Saddam was Al-Qaeda. We know he attacked on 9/11. They're back saying it after President Bush said it isn't the case. They flipped the switch. That's the new propaganda. We're going to be hit by terrorists any minute. They'll probably have us up on orange alerts by the end of the week because they're in deep trouble. Osama or the Easter Bunny, who will be paying us a visit this weekend? And it goes on to say, CENTCOM has reliably informed us that the Easter Bunny's appearance this year may be upstaging that of Goldstein himself. That's an 1984 connection. The back from the dead of Osama bin Laden. And it says the jihadist website carried the following posting. And Sheikh of the Mujahideen bin Laden will be coming out with a new video. Now, the last more than 10 times they release videos, I could look at it and see, oh, that's the video's been on since 2000. It's 99 and 2000 video, re-edited, and the feds re-edited it. They even release it on government finance websites, and it always leads back to the government, back of the paper. Then it doesn't matter. I mean, they now admit that the British were in Iranian waters. That's now admitted. But it's the back of the paper, and it's now admitted they were getting intelligence, back of the paper. And it's now admitted it was all a war provocation, back of the paper. And it just doesn't matter. Again, that's how they operate. But this Osama bin Laden or the Easter Bunny story is really good. You should get it out to everybody. But which Osama will it be? The fat nose bin Laden the fuzzy, blurry Bin Laden or the regurgitated, cobbled-together Bin Laden medley. And don't forget, they used video as a so-called Al-Qaeda confession from a made-for-TV movie that had already aired on television worldwide. Remember that last year? Steve did a story on that, and it went supernova. He ought to redo that story, add new stuff, and put that back out. That thing got a lot of attention. I mean, they are made-for-TV movies on the news saying it's Al-Qaeda. And then retract it a month later. It doesn't matter. They retract it, but it's in the back of the paper. Do you read the retraction section of the paper? They got made-for-TV movies on, folks. Clips out of made-for-TV movies that it turns out they used in a secret trial. And then the footage originally, it said, was produced by the government. I mean, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. It's so off the charts. You watch the news. I mean, even people think they're savvy. Think, oh, there's propaganda on the news, but it's, you know, it's a liberal or conservative propaganda. Folks. Yeah, let's go ahead and roll out with this song. We'll be right back, and I'll get into the economy.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from...
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I got a message for the government. We'll just play the first little stanza, and then I got to get into the analysis of the economy. Won't even have time to plug videos, but that's okay.
The government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get up, die, lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil, state, mind.
Welcome back.
And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now,
okay, earlier I got into what's happening with the economy. They've slowly taken over the currency, they've debased the value of the nation, they have driven the value of the dollar down to almost nothing, so foreign companies can come in and buy up the infrastructure literally for pennies on the dollar, and that's the best case scenario. Normally they just come pay out a few politicians and it's like pennies on the $100. I mean, we're talking about tiny investments, and then they just hand over the water districts, the lakes, the power plants, the infrastructure, the regulations. Lockheed Martin's running most of the red light cameras and face scanners. I mean, just the military-industrial complex takes over nations. And they said, well, we just take this country over. And they said, all right, let's do it. They ran an intelligence op on us, a black op, and took over. But they pumped up the bubble so big. There are hundreds and hundreds, and I mean, it's literally thousands, because I've seen the math before, of times actual debts to what there is paper currency. And to what, and many times what there is to even actual assets. I mean, they totally own us, folks, but it's done through fraud. If somebody falsely signs your signature to something and then just has some thug try to enforce it, that's called mafia. This isn't real. We don't really own these bankers anything. This isn't real debt owed to them. Now, the elite isn't ready to pop the bubble right now. They're telling all these subprime lenders and all these ARM lenders, adjustable rate mortgages, they're saying, you know what, you can't foreclose. We're not going to let you. Because they started foreclosing a few months ago, and we were about to go into a depression right then. And the government is telling them, without having a public bailout, you're not allowed to. And I was listening to BBC last night, driving home at 2 a.m., and I already read the text report. I didn't know those BBC reports on the radio were just reading the news article. It was word for word an article I just read minutes before, and where they were basically admitting all of this. But you know why they haven't done that yet? They did it in 29 when people weren't over a barrel 1/100th like they are now, because they knew, they'd done their testing, they knew you were good, quiet people that would put up with it predominantly. Not now, folks. They know it is a mutated demon horde, which, in between that, millions of special forces trained troops and public, a lot of people that are awake to them, but they're more worried about just the hordes. They tried to get riot cops and FEMA centers ready, but they're figuring out that we've woke people up too quick, that they're not going to be able to contain it. So go ahead, bozos, pull the economy out. Go ahead and light the fuse, man. You are lighting a fuse that goes right up, right into your body, you fools. You dig a pit for us, you're going to fall into it. We're in for serious times, ladies and gentlemen, but the elite is actually trying to stop an implosion right now. I just gave you one indicator of hundreds, and that's because they know you're not going to go along with it. So we got to get the word out now, like we have about government-sponsored terror, that it is the elite that is behind the financial implosion. It is the elite who have set up an economic system designed to get you in debt. And there's personal behaviors part of that too, but it was designed to allow that to happen. It was all fostered when the economic system was set up, where more debt is created by the Federal Reserve than there is even currency, okay? It's designed to black hole us. It's designed to implode us. And we just got to get that message out so people know who the enemy is. See you Sunday.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.